deal. All right. Hi, Omar.
Hi, good morning.
Since you saw this, huh?
How was this week, last week, you guys?
Good.
Good.
That's the end of my Japanese. Show me over. Who remembers, who did we talk about last week? Do you at least remember the story and how we left them? Oh, Nikki, you? Peter was walking on the water. And where was Peter when we stopped? What was happening? He was sinking, wasn't he? So we left poor Peter up here.
Help!
And then we went on. For a whole week he's been waiting. Why did Peter sink? Did we get? I don't think we got to that
point.
Ooh, good answer. Stop looking at Jesus. So quick recap. The disciples and Peter were in the boat, and Jesus came walking on the water. And the boat was in the middle of a really bad storm. And the wind was blowing them that way. But they wanted to go that way. And then Peter, instead of saying, Jesus, come to us, says, Peter, tell me to come to you walking on water. And so he did. He hopped out of the boat, and he's walking on the water, going, I'm walking on water. And then he goes, wait, I'm walking on water. And he starts looking at the waves. And he hears that wind blowing. And he starts going down. So what did he do? Someone besides Nikki?
Nikki 以外の人は分かる人?
Anyway, okay.
He yelled for help.
He yelled for help, but to who? Did he just say help, or did he actually call somebody?
Jesus.
He called Jesus. And I love that it says, this is out of Matthew 14, verse 31. It says when Peter cries for help, Jesus immediately reached out to him. There wasn't any, oh, come on, Peter, what's wrong with you? Or, come on, Peter, you can do it. But he simply says, he simply reached out his hand and said, let's go. So actually, stand up for a second, Nick. So let's do a quick pretend story. Let's say Nikki and I, we can't walk on water. No? Okay. So let's say we're walking on a frozen pond, so we're walking on ice. And if Nikki starts falling down through the ice, and I guess we're falling, and then you're going to yell what?
Help!
Am I going to sit here and go, oh, you can swim, it's okay? Or just tell her, ah, the ice isn't that thin right there, just get out onto the ice. Of course not. I'm going to immediately grab her and get her out of danger. And that's what Jesus did to Peter. Now, yes, once they were in the boat, he did, you know, ask, why is your faith so weak? But Jesus' immediate response when we call to him is to answer and help us. When Jesus was alive and on the earth, he could only be with, let's say he was here right now, he could only physically be with the people in this room. But before he left, he promised that the Holy Spirit would be on earth once he left, and could be with all of us all the time. And so it's really cool, and I want you guys to grasp this, that not only is God here in this room right now because we're here, but when we leave, God's presence goes with us. And so if you remember, we started this 2 weeks ago, let's talk about in Deuteronomy, where God tells the Israelites to choose life. And God prepared a way for us to choose life by letting Jesus die on that cross. And we're not promised a perfect life once we decide to choose God and follow Him. But we are promised that as we go through the storms of life, as we go through trials and testing in life, God is right there with us. And so that's what I want of you guys, that as you're young, you will choose life, choose to follow Christ, and continue to do that for the rest of your life. So I want you to know that every week as I'm preparing these lessons, I actually am praying for you guys by name that you will choose life. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're such a good God. And Lord, I just ask that you would be real to each and every one of these kids here today. Lord, I ask that. That they would choose life, that they would choose to follow you. Lord, I ask that they would see you in us, the older people in this room. And Lord, I ask that just like we were singing earlier, that as we look to you, we will not be overwhelmed. Help us to see things as you do. And just ask that you draw us closer to you each and every day. We love you, Lord, and we thank you.
Thank you guys. Thank you kids. So we want you to make sure to sit with your parents. Don't go upstairs by yourself. If you're going to go upstairs, there's a speaker, so go up with your parents. And if you're going to sit, don't sit just with your friends. We want you to sit with your parents or some adult that you came with. We want to introduce a good friend of ours, Joanna Sullivan.
Joanna Sullivan,
we've been friends with her for almost, I guess, 20 years. Maybe since Martha was about 4, so almost 20 years. Well, just about, yeah. Anyway, I'm not gonna take a long time to tell you about. She will tell you what you need to know, what she wants you to know. So anyway, let's just welcome her. She wants to speak in English or Japanese, and one of us will interpret. And
she's
Polish, and I'll do it myself. So we were planning different things, but she's going to just tell everybody herself.
Can I do that? Good morning, everybody. Ohayou gozaimasu. It's good to meet you. Especially the children. 特に子供たちと会えて嬉しく思います。Do you know why? どうしてだと思いますか？実は、at the beginning of the year, God gave me two words.お正月に神様が2つのことが暑いですね。ちょっとスピーカーですね。春みたいじゃない？It's like spring today, my goodness. I think it's a new season in God. 新しい季節を神様を持ってきてくれましたね、さっきの話ですけれども、神様が、お正月におっしゃったこと。God gave me two words in, at New Year's time.でこの2つのことに専念しなさいとおっしゃいました。He said, concentrate on these two things. Childlikeness and simplicity. 幼子のように、そしてシンプルにと言われたんです。幼子のように、そしてシンプルに。Childlikeness and simplicity. So I want you guys, children, to help me. どうぞ。私を助けてほしいんです子供たちに I'm learning to be childlike 子供のようにということをまだ学んでるので I really need your help 助けてほしいんです God says so many things in the Bible that takes very simple faith to believe神様は聖書の中でいろいろなお約束をくださってますけれども子供のように信じなければとってもバカバカしく感じることがたくさんあります Anyway, I'd like to read one of those promises that's closed again Sorry, I'm not used to using this but here we go 詩編の103編からお読みしたいと思います I'd like to read from Psalm 103And it goes like this. It's very long, so I'm just going to read from verse 2 to 8. 2節から8節だけお読みします。Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases. 2節と3節。我が魂よ、主を褒めたたえよ。主のしてくださったことを何一つ忘れるな。主はあなたのすべての咎を許し、あなたのすべての病を癒し。For who redeemed your life from the pit, who crowned you with steadfast love and mercy. あなたの一生良いも、あなたの命を穴からあがない、あなたに恵みと憐れみとの冠をかぶらせ。Just imagine that. He is crowning us.With steadfast love and mercy. It's actually a crown we wear.
私たちの頭には冠があるんです。その冠は恵みと憐れみの冠。お互いに私たちはプリンスとプリンセスなんです。
We're actually princes and princesses in the kingdom of God. We are co-heirs with Christ.
私たちはキリストと共同相続人。
Our Heavenly Father is the ruler of the universe who created everything.
私たちのお父様は宇宙を作り支配しておられる王の王です。
So why are we afraid?
それだったら私たちは恐ろしくないはずです。そして神様はこうおっしゃってます。
Next verse 5. Who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagle.
主はすべて虐げられている、あなたの一生を良いもので満たされるあなたの若さはわしのように新しくなる
Have you ever wondered why God talks about the eagle here? Why did he have to say your youth is renewed like the eagle?
どうしてわしのようにって書いてあると思いますか
It's very interesting, and I learned this from someone else.
他の方から教えていただいたんですけども、
The eagle is a very special bird.
とても特別な鳥なんです。
That's why he didn't say you'll be renewed like the dog or the sheep or anything, any other animal.
で、鳥とか他のいろいろな動物ではなくて、eagle って書いてあるんですね。
There's another verse that is my favorite.
もう一つ特別な私が好きなイザヤ書の40章の31節というところがあります。
You also know the other verse that talks about the eagle. Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength and mount up with wings like eagles. Again, it talks about the eagle.
またワシと言ってますね。
Well, what I learned about the eagle, those big ones in America with a huge wingspan like 7 meters,
7メートルぐらいの翼を広げれば、その翼があってですね、大きな大きなアメリカにいるような大きなワシの話ですけれども、
We sometimes see them flying high in the sky.
ものすごく高いところ、ワシは飛びますね。
Why do you think they can fly so high?
どうしてあんな高いところを飛べるんでしょうか?
We all know that they don't flap their wings.
まず最初に鳥の仲間でワシが違うのは翼をバタバタさせない。
So you probably heard this many times. 今までたくさん聞いたかもしれません。They fly with their wings just catching the wind.
その、ね、風を受けるためにただ翼を張るんですね。バタバタしない。
And the word for wind and the Holy Spirit are the same. It's the word ruha.
で、ルハという言葉がギリシャ語あって、ギリシャ語ですよね。失礼いたしました。でね、そして、Spirit。Holy Spirit とその風という言葉が一緒っていうこと。皆さん聞いたことがあると思います。
So, they catch the wind.
風を受けて高く上がる。私たちもそうでないといけない。
We need to be like that. We don't flap our wings.
私たちは自分の力でなんとなく高く上がらないといけない。
We have to be a good Christian, so we try so hard.
私たちは良いクリスチャンになるために一生懸命翼をではなくて、
We catch the wind of the Holy Spirit.
私たちは聖霊の力を受けるために翼を借りる。そのような和紙。So you know about this, I think.
But you know what I didn't know? 私が知らなかった。The reason they can go really high.
もう一つ、すごく高いところ、太陽の近くまで行ける。
Other birds can't do this.
他の鳥はこれはできません。
They have special eyelids, apparently.They're like double eyelids, apparently.
なんか二重になったまぶたを持ってる。それで、その二重のまぶたがあるから、太陽で目が滅ぼされないですね。これ壊れちゃわない。大変なこう焼けてしまうような状態にならない。
Because of the double eyelids, the sun doesn't affect them negatively and destroy their eyes. Isn't that amazing?But another thing that really touched me was that they have no enemy as long as they fly high.
天高く飛んでる間は敵はいないんです。
Because no one can go as high as them.
その、そこまで高いところに登れる敵がいないから。
But you know what? There is one enemy they have.
一つだけ。一つの鳥だけ。大変な敵がいる。
That's the condor.
Condor.
The condor is a lot bigger than the eagle.
Condor は大きな鳥です。
It has like a 9 meter wingspan.
翼を広げると9メーター。
But the condor cannot fly as high as the eagle.
けれどもコンドルはワシのように高く飛ぶことができないから敵ではないんですが、なんと、
If the eagle flies lower than it should, the condor can come and grab hold of it and ride on it.
もしワシが自分が行くべき高さまで行かなければ、コンドルがその上に乗って、
and the weight of the condor that's a lot bigger.Will drag it to the ground.
そしてその重いコンドルはそのワシを地面まで引きずり落とす。
Then the eagle will be killed.
もし地面で戦ったらワシは死ぬんです。戦うことができません。
God tells us we are not to fight flesh and blood.
神様は私たちは血肉と戦ってはいけないとおっしゃっています。もし血肉で戦うならば私たちは負けます。
If we fight on that level of blood, flesh and blood, we will surely lose. God wants us to fight from a much higher place where He is seated in the heavenly place.
神様は私たちがもっと高いところから戦うことを学ばせたいんです。神がおられる天とその御座のところに私たちは座って高いところから戦う。
Then we can win because it's not an earthly battle.
私たちはこの地上の血肉の戦いをすると負けるけれども、天の神様の御座から戦うならば勝つんです。
Therefore I think the eagle has many many meanings.
Thank you. But the incredible thing about this renewingOf strength. このワシのように新しくされるということですけれども、
I heard that these big eagles have to make a decision when they come to about 40 years old.
実はね、ワシは40歳ぐらいになると決断をしなければいけない。
Maybe some of you have heard this story, so it might be boring to you, but actually it's a very exciting thing.
聞いたことがある方はちょっと退屈かもしれませんけど、我慢して聞いてください。When you're about 40 years old, 40歳ぐらいになると、翼がボロボロになってくるんです。
Their wings become quite worn. The feathers are old. They aren't as strong and healthy.
そしてその羽が古くなって力をなくすんです。
And their beak, right here, they have very sharp beak to catch anything they want.
それまでは強かったくちばし、獲物をキャッチすることができたくちばしがだんだん古くなって、
It becomes worn and not as strong and sharp as they used to be. Also, their talons,
爪も一緒です。その爪もボロボロになってしまう。
The talons also become very weak and worn, not as sharp. So I have to make a decision.
それで、わしは決断するんです。
What it does is pretty amazing.
わしがやることは本当にびっくりするようなことです。
It takes its beak and tears all the feathers out of the wings.
自分のくちばしを使って、全ての羽を取る、全部取っちゃうんです。
Just rips it. And he has these bare wings with no feathers.
羽のない翼、
Can't fly anymore.
もう飛ぶことができません。
And then he starts to tear his talons.
自分のくちばしで爪を全部取ってしまう。その後、
after that, he finds a rock or something, hits his own beak against the rock, and totally destroys his old beak.
そして、ワシは岩のところに行って、自分のくちばしを叩きつけて、取ってしまう。
So here's this eagle. Featherless wings. No beak.Because I don't know what it looks like at that point. And no talons.
羽のない翼、くちばしのない口、そして爪のない、そんな状態で。What does it do? その後どうするんでしょうか。
It waits.
待つんです。 That's why it says in Isaiah 40:31.
Those who wait upon the Lord.
We need to wait upon the Lord. 私たちも待たないといけない。
We have to wait for God to wait in our lives.
私たちも待つんです。神が働いてくださることを待つんです。
Waiting takes patience. 待つことには忍耐が必要です。Maybe doubt starts to attack us. もしかしたらいろんな疑いの心がやってくるかもしれません。
But the eagle does not doubt, because he is not like a human. わしは疑わないんですよね。人間みたいにこんな風に難しく考えない。
He lives with simplicity. わしはシンプルに生きます。わしはわしらしく生きます。
The eagle lives like the eagle, nothing else. It doesn't try to be any other bird.
私たちも、わしのように、わしはわしらしく。あなたはあなたらしく。神が作られた、神の素晴らしい計画によって生きることがベストなんです。
So we don't compare ourselves with other people and try to be like other people because God made us very unique and special.You're the only you, not just in the world, but on all history, there was never a you.
この世界の歴史が始まって以来、あなたという人、あなたという人、私という人、一人もいない。
If you don't become the best you in Christ,
もしあなたがベストのあなたでなければ、
the whole world will miss out.
世界が損するんです。
If you try to be someone else,
もし他の人のように生きるならば、世界中が損をします。
The whole world will miss out. And God is calling us every day. I want you to live in your destiny.
神様は毎日私たちに教えます。私が与えるデスティニーに生きてほしいんだよ。あなたにしかできない神様とのパートナーシップ。
You have a partnership that no other human being can fulfill in this world. So, it says, He will renew us like the eagle. What time do you have again?
So, it's time for an upgrade. Upgrade の時が来ました。Upgrade の時が来ました。Upgrade の意味はわかりますよね。
Do you know the meaning of upgrade?
Well, it's like this.
One day, my mother was in the States.
ある時ね、私のお母さんが、アメリカにいました。
And she had to catch a plane.
飛行機に乗らなければいけなかった。
So she's rushing around, getting her stuff, and she couldn't sleep.
それで、まあ、荷物をまとめないといけないから、お腹が空いてたのに食べることができなかった。
So she goes rushing to the airport, gets on the plane,
一生懸命飛行場に走っていって、そして飛行機に乗りました。
But there was a turbulence.
そうね、気流で飛行機が揺れて。
So they didn't bring around the food for a long, long time.
長いことかかって、やっとサービスが始まったんです。お食事を持ってきてくださるって。
And then they started to...bring these box lunches, whatever they're called, in economy class.
The economy class はですね、そういうものが回ってきました。
So she's so happy. She wants to eat this, right?
やっとやっと、この前に食べ物がやってきたので、食べようと思ったら、
the stewardess comes to her and says, Mrs. Tick, we have a different seat for you.
で、そのフライトアテンダントがやってきて、別の私たちが用意してあります。いらしてください。
So my mom thinking, excuse me, may I just eat this first?
すみません、ちょっと食べてから来ていただけませんか。
No, no, we need you to come down.
今来てください。わかります。So can I take my food? 食べ物持ってていいですか。
I said, no, just leave it there. So she's carrying her luggage and the flight attendant helps her with her luggage.
と荷物を持ってですね、スチュワーデスさんに助けられながら来ました。
So the steward keeps on going to the front.
まっすぐ前の方に前方にスチュワーデスが歩いていって、それについてきました。
Then she walks into business class.
ビジネスクラスに入っていって。ね、席が大きいですね。
Bigger seats there, you know? And so my mother's thinking, what's going on? And then she goes past the business class. Business class goes, more seated. The curtain opens, and here's first class. Kaze wa aketara, first class. There, they have different food. They have real cutlery.
プラスチックのこういうのじゃなくて、ちゃんとした、ね、あのフォークとかナイフとかスプーンとか、
フローイングワイン、いろんな種類のワインがあって、フルーツがあって、フルーツ and everything, you know, food is just amazingly different from the first class meal.
で、びっくりしたんですね。エコノミーと全然違う。
Now, I fly economy, so I'm not knocking it.
Well, 私、エコノミークラスにしょっちゅう乗りますから、別にエコノミーが悪いって言うじゃない。
This is just an example of what God does in our life.
これただの例ですからね。でも本当にあったことです。
And then God said to her, 神様の語りかけがありました。See, you thought that economy meal was the best I could do for you.
エコノミーに座ってる時ね、あなたはね、これが私に必要、これを持っていかなきゃ、これが私の大事なものと思ってたでしょ。
But I had this plan for you.
これを私は用意してたんです。
母に言われました。And she learned a lesson.
その時、レッスンを学んだと言ってました。
If we hold on to what we think is best.
もし私たちの人生の中でこれがベストと思ってしがみついていたら
God cannot do the upgrade he needs to do in your life.
神様はアップグレードしたいのにあなたがしがみついていたらアップグレードすることができません。
Now I don't know what the upgrade you need is.
あなたの必要なアップグレードは私にはわかりませんけれども
Each of us have it.
You know why I know that?どうして私はそれを知ってるんでしょうか
Because Jesus prayed.
Oh, he taught us to pray. それはね、イエス様が教えてくださった祈りがあるから。
Father, do on earth as it is in heaven.
お父様、天になるごとくこの地上にしてください
。 I don't see much of that happening. Do you?
これが祈られてずっと来てるけど、あんまり見ませんよね。
Yes, we do, a little bit. We are transformed, we are changed, things happen,、people are raised from the dead, healed, you know, it's happening.
いろんなところで素晴らしいこと起こってます。人々は救われるし、癒されるし、死人も蘇っていますか。
But you know what? God wants to do much more through us.
神様はもっともっとしたいんですよ。
John 14:12 says,
ヨハネの14章の12節には、Jesus said this. イエス様の言葉です。
Not someone, you know, Martin Luther or Mother Teresa, all those people are great, but that's not their words.、
ね、これは、素晴らしいクリスチャンたくさんいますね。まあ、マルチン・ルターとか有名なマダ・テリサの言葉ではなく。
Jesus himself said this.
イエス様がこうおっしゃいました。
You will do the works I have done.
私がやった働きをあなたはするようになります。
And even greater work.
もっと素晴らしい働きをするようになります。
I want to live like that.
What about you? どうですか?そのように生きたくありませんか?せっかくの一回の人生です。
We only have one life to live for God.
I want to live like that. そのように生きたいです。
So,I just want to talk about a few things that might be an upgrade God is thinking about in your life.
たくさんあるんですけれども、いくつかのアップグレードについて考えてみたいと思います。
Do you have prayers that you are praying that don't seem to be answered?
あなたの人生の中で、祈っても祈っても答えられてないなと思うような祈りがある人いますか?
Can you raise your hand if you have those prayers?Just two people? Three, four, five, six. All the others are... Wow! You are moving in faith!
すごい信仰の人々で、5、6人しかいませんね。
I have some.
私はありますね。
One time, we were praying for my husband's parents.
私と主人は、
ずいぶん前に結婚しましたね。28年になりますけれども、my husband and I got married 28 years ago, actually. And、we have five children. 私たちは5人の子供がいますが、主人は、日本でクリスチャンになりました。My husband became a Christian in Japan. So anyway,、this is back in 1987. We are ancient, aren't we? we got engaged.